All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live here on Right After Thrones here for a little midweek preview podcast going into episode 6, the second to last episode of season 7. And Curry joins me as always.
I'm ready for another great episode. No spoilers.
No spoilers. We'll talk leak. We're not watching. We'll talk about that real quick, but let's put a bow on last week. So goat and woat of last week's episode.
The goat for last week's episode was the triumphant return of Gendry.
Yeah, you take 5 seasons off, you get a goat nod.
So he had over 600 votes in that poll. It was a great poll. And then for the woat, we had 2 guys lumped together, Dickon and Randall Tarly.
For the worst episode.
Worst of all time of the episode. Got roasted, over 450 votes in that poll.
Yeah, they didn't make it through 4 minutes of the episode. So yeah, love it. So looking forward now, spinning it to next week. Name of the episode.
Name of the episode is Beyond the Wall.
Beyond the Wall. It's a layup. It's a layup right there.
Yeah, pretty basic. You know, we saw the Suicide Squad, Jon, Gendry, Tormund, yeah. Beric, Thorsamir, and the Hound. Jorah. So they're all going out beyond the wall to battle the White Walkers and or try to catch a white and bring it back. So that's pretty basic right there.
Yeah, the main quest, their main hope is just to catch a white and bring it back.
Yeah.
But they're going to be doing some battling, as we can see. So, you know, like I said, that's a lap. Talk about the runtime of the episode.
So this week's episode is 70 minutes long. Longest episode to date. Only one longer is going to be the next week's, apparently, is even longer. But 70 minutes, love it, love it.
Fantastic. So, longest episode to date of the season. Was there one?
Date of the show.
Of the series.
Yeah, of the series, yeah.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it, obviously. So, where do we want to hop to next?
Let's just briefly discuss the leak here.
I was afraid we were going this way.
Yeah.
We put out a poll, didn't we?
We put out a poll. Just very, very basic. Are you going to watch the leak, or have you already watched the leak?
Yay or nay.
And, yes or no.
Results came flying in.
We had over 700 votes, and it was pretty even, not even split, but it was split evenly of 2/3. So 66% said they're not watching it, 33% said they are watching it. So
what's your take on the leak?
My take on the leak, one of the things I love about Game of Thrones is that it is one of the last shows that everyone, it's appointment television. Everyone, Sunday night, 9 o'clock, is watching it.
The whole world stops.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, Netflix has some great shows, but you can watch them in a day if you want to.
It's a different style, yeah.
Yeah, and
Almost the luster of Thrones is the 24 days that you wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
You talk with friends, you know, you predict, we do preview pods, we react.
And that's the thing, if you watched it early, then one, I mean, this preview pod doesn't really do you any good, so
exactly.
We're disappointed in that.
We hate you.
Two, you have, you know, longer than a week between the, you know, when you watch the leak and the next episode, so that's, you deserve that.
Yes.
You have no one to talk to about it unless your other friends are all, you know, also watch the
leak. Or you're just a scumbag that spoils it for people.
Or you're just a spoiler. And, you know, I did see some people commenting on the poll saying, you know, I don't want to get spoiled, so I watched the leak. You know, I get that a little bit, but, like, you control your own
destiny.
You control your own destiny on if you want to get spoiled or not. I mean, avoid Twitter. Like, I haven't been scrolling through our Twitter as often as I usually do.
I know.
I had to block someone because they literally, like, they commented with, at the top it said spoilers, and then they left a big gap, and I'm like, nope, you're gone.
You're blocked. You're out of here. You're out of 5K.
I think you control your own destiny a little bit. I know last season I got spoiled on Hodor's death. Because I was, you know, active on Twitter trying to, you know, follow people and see what was going on, and I got spoiled on that. So I learned better this season. I'm avoiding that. So
fantastic. So yeah, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. It's insane that the show of this magnitude leaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't just like your normal a Lifetime television daily soap opera.
It was like HBO Spain and then also HBO Nordic, based on what I read.
What are you guys doing?
Like, get your shit together. Like, I don't understand how this happens.
Yeah, it's insane. But it happened nonetheless. We're not watching. We'll be watching live, reacting live, as we do every episode, Sunday night, and not 10:05 Eastern. It'll be about 10:20 Eastern.
Yeah, it'll be a little longer.
This week because of the length of the episode, but still join us. We'll react. We'll have the pod up immediately after, and we're really looking forward to it. So where do we want to spin to next in the preview podcast right here midweek?
So there was no episode info, which I'm fine with because there's all this spoiler talk. So, I feel like any info given to us might have been too much info. So I'm
I don't
okay.
want anything.
I'm okay with no episode info for now. So we're just going to go off what we saw in the HBO trailer and the HBO photos released every Wednesday.
And what we've seen the whole series.
And what we've seen the whole series, absolutely. So let's just discuss some of these photos here and back up our claims with some trailer evidence. So we saw Sansa, one of the photos is Sansa reading a letter, and Brienne is looking at her with, you know, a stern look on her face.
Yeah.
So from that, I kind of take it as, Brienne is loyal to Sansa. You know, she's loyal. She's loyal to both Stark women, Stark children,
female children.
Yeah,
daughters.
As she was loyal to Catelyn Stark.
Yes.
So she's keeping an eye on Sansa, and Sansa is playing the politics. She's doing what she's learned from Cersei. She's doing what she has to do. So that's just
from
that picture, and Littlefinger as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also see one of Sansa and Arya, and it's just they're not looking at each other or speaking or anything. They're just kind of looking out over Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of some foreshadowing that there's tension there. There's, you know,
it is tension.
A disconnect. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is two photos of Daenerys and Tyrion. Now, one, they're just literally sitting by a fire, having like a fireside chat.
Fireplace.
And, like,
yeah.
Rocking chairs. Like,
yeah.
That's a big rocking chair guy. And then... And then there's one
fireside poets.
Yeah, and then there's one. This is a big one, I think. It's Daenerys and Tyrion walking, you know, in the fields of Dragonstone, and they're walking up to two dragons, and noticeably it is Rhaegal the green one and Viserion the gold one, not Drogon.
Not Drogon. Is Drogon maybe on a DL stint?
Now, yeah, there's two ways that we kind of thought about this picture.
Exactly.
Is that one? Drogon was in action in the battle. He got injured. Maybe he's wounded. He's
recovering.
You know, he's recovering. And
in
then
incubator.
Yeah. And then
hyperbolic chamber.
Our second thought was,
well, there's three thoughts. I'll get to the third one after.
Okay. Well, which one's I don't know which one the third one is, but I'm going to go with what I'm going to say here.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Another thought I had here is that last week we saw Jon touch Drogon. They had a moment there.
Intimate.
And this is We haven't discussed Jon and those guys yet, but potentially, I think we could see Drogon play kind of like a savior role, similar to how he saved Daenerys in the Fighting Pits of Meereen.
Yes.
You know, he just kind of appeared out of nowhere when she was in distress. You know, her life was on the line. I think maybe now that, Jon Targaryen had that moment with Drogon last
Targaryen,
week.
Yeah.
I think maybe since he had that moment with Drogon last week, they have a connection. And maybe Drogon could sense that Jon's life is in danger and come and save him from beyond the wall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's just a thought. And the only reason I have that thought is because, based on the trailer, we see Jon and those guys full dead sprint away.
They're in a pinch,
like,
yeah.
How could they escape the White Walkers, on foot? I don't understand it. So I think maybe Drogon is their escape route there.
Yes. The third thing I was going to say is that Drogon's fine. He's just chilling, and he's just not in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, that is extremely likely. Like, this could just be a picture of the other two dragons who aren't seen often. Drogon could be fine.
Exactly. But I would love, it's kind of like it would be, hypothetically, it would be like Tyrion and Daenerys chilling there with the two. While, Drogon's going, we're wishing the best for Drogon out there. He's going big for the boys. So we'll see if that's the case. But that is, I love that breakdown.
Yeah, and then lastly, we get a ton of pictures of the boys going out beyond the wall.
The squad,
the Suicide Squad, the Avengers, the A-Team, whatever. You know, there's been all kinds of comparisons, all kinds of memes.
It's called the Westeros 7.
Yeah, and we see in the trailer, they're walking out there. As I said, we see them on a dead sprint going, assumably, back towards the wall. Towards safety.
Hopefully.
We see the Night King in the trailer. So... And we see them flat out fighting White Walkers in the trailer. Like, they're not hiding it at all this week. They're putting it out there.
They're slashing and dashing.
One of the quotes in the trailer from Beric Dondarrion is that death is the enemy. You know, it's always been the enemy, but we must continue to fight.
Yeah.
So,
and this guy's died, multiple, so.
Yeah, he has a different perspective than the other ones because, he's died multiple times. He believes that this is why the Lord of Light has brought him back, is so that he can.
He got all spiritual and shit.
Very spiritual.
And the Hound shut him down. So, are we coming or not? Let's roll. So the boys are wheeling. That's how the last episode ended. Is the black screen is they're going beyond the wall. So it's going to be big time. Let's talk about questions that we had flying in. Tweets were flying in, and let's get to them, and then we'll shut it down.
Yeah, just a real quick pod here. So the first question, this is one that we were discussing a little bit that you had, was will the mission be successful?
The quest. This is the great quest. It's to save Westeros, essentially.
And, I mean, we talked about it on last week's pod that the initial plan was just so crazy.
And, you were not loving it.
Yeah, and this leg of it, you know, the first leg was will Cersei, you know, accept it and have the armistice or whatever, and mm-hmm. and that kind of went okay so far as we can tell. But then now this part to go and capture a White and bring it back and prove that, you know, the army of the dead is out there. It's insane to think that they can, you know, trap or steal a member of this undead army and then get away freely and back to the south. Like, it's insane. And
I mean, they don't even show any, like, prep for, like, all right, we got this net, or, like, we got this bag, or we got this cage, or anything. It's just like, yeah, we're going out there. I mean, I'm guessing, like, they're planning on killing it, I guess, and then bringing it back. Like, is that going to be sufficient?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I've been thinking about this all week, basically. I've been thinking about this all week, the logistics of this. And they didn't, as far as we know, they didn't do this, but I feel like what you have to do is take, like, a prisoner or something, put him in a cage, like chains, lock his ass up tight, and then just like present him to the Night King so that the Night King can like make him undead, like maybe kill the prisoner and then have the Night King like raise him and then get out of there.
Like,
I don't, it's just.
Yeah, so what's been kicked around.
I can't see it happening.
What's been kicked around a lot is is the weight they bring back or whatever potentially going to be one of them, one of the Suicide Squad. Like, Tormund falls, Jorah falls, he's down, he's dead. And he gets risen back up, and they're like, fuck, there he is, like, we're rolling out. We're taking, like, Tormund's our guy.
I think that's a strong possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. The logistics would seem a little, I mean, it would just be, they would have to be so close to the Night King, which is almost, like, a little sketchy. But, like, I don't know. The person has to be a dead weight, right? No pun intended.
Yeah, I mean,
like, they're not going to bring a live one back, are they?
Well, all right, but before I answer this, let's get into the logistics of the Whites and the White Walkers, Waits, however you want to pronounce it.
So
I say Whites, but that's too similar to White Walkers, I guess. Yeah. I think Wait would work too. But so there's the White Walkers, which are like the Night King, the like four horsemen he has, like the one that Jon killed. Like, those are the White Walkers, the guys
have
who
flow.
Are,
yeah,
they have hair, they're white, they got like the blue eyes, and they're like, they're clearly different than the Waits, the Whites, who are undead zombies brought back to life by the Night King. You know, we saw the White Walker, the first White Walker was created by the Children of the Forest by stabbing them in the heart with a giant ice pick, basically. So those are the White Walkers, and then the Whites, you know, it's W-I-G-H-T, I think, in the book, or maybe even just a G-H-T, I don't know. It's White, or Wait. And, They're just like skeletons, depending on how they died, how long they've been dead. We saw at Hardhome some of the, you know, when we saw the Night King raise up all the wildlings that he killed, that they seemed pretty similar to when they were alive, other than the undead face, the blue eyes, and their wounds. So those are Whites. Those are White Walkers.
I'll call them Whites too.
What was the question originally? It was like,
like, is the quest going to be successful?
Oh, well, but it was about, like, how can you bring one back?
Like, is a dead one, like, sufficient proof?
So do you mean, like, if they kill a White and then just bring back its bones or something?
Or bring back its dead body?
I don't think that's sufficient proof. I think then you just have some frozen dead body that you brought back. Like, I don't think that's sufficient proof. Yeah, I feel so it has to be some kind of alive.
It's tough.
Can you even, and like, they're already dead? I don't know, man. It's tough. I feel like you have to bring it back somewhat alive. Otherwise, if you're just bringing back bones, then like, what is Cersei going to say to that?
I know. It's tough. Because remember the hand that they brought back? They brought back a hand, but it had been too long or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, there's not great detail. Like, it's like, this is the plan, but there's not like, how the shit are we going to execute this plan? They haven't described, like, they haven't really told us the logistics of it at all.
Yeah.
So, continuing on here, though.
So on that note, you said, you know, could the weight that they bring back be someone from their crew? So the question we've seen a lot this week is, could John die again?
Yeah. I say no way.
Yeah, I really can't see this happening. You know, he's too important to the story. He's too important to the end game. You know, we still haven't had him find out that he's a Targaryen, or, you know, Daenerys find out he's a Targaryen. You know, there's still way too much with Jon. Jon is safe as can be, I think.
But could Jon die again and come back to life?
Maybe. But I think...
I mean,
we've seen, you know, Beric Dondarrion has died, you know, a handful of times and come back. I don't think he can do that with a main character.
Yeah.
Then it's like...
It gets...
Once was pretty shocking. If you have a main character die and come back multiple times, it's like, all right, how many times are we going to do this?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I don't see him going down that path.
I don't see that happen. So I think John is pretty safe. However, you know, the rest of the Suicide Squad they have, they're all going to be on death watch.
Yeah,
they're
susceptible all, as yeah. shit.
The expendables, yeah, they're all expendable, basically. I mean, there's some, you know, some of the characters have been around longer than others. Some have played more important roles.
But they're all type of guys where, like, their death would like, I mean, besides, like, Beric and his boy, but...
I mean, they're fucking dead already.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the Hound, Jorah,
Tormund.
Those are, like, the definition of, like, it's going to hurt the audience if they die, but it's not going to kill the storyline. And there's, like, the people who die in Thrones, like, they're the most, like, susceptible to death.
Yeah.
So I just think that one of them's dead.
At least one.
At least one, if not more.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, continue on.
So just stepping away from, you know, Beyond the Wall for a second, and I'm not even sure if we're going to see much else other than Beyond the Wall for this episode. I mean, it is a long episode, so I feel like we probably will get to see more than that, but...
Yeah. I could see them taking us on a journey through this whole expedition.
So... just going back down to King's Landing, we have, is Cersei faking her pregnancy?
Yeah.
And we touched on this a little bit last week, but let's just try to wrap it up.
I'll answer it real quick. What do I think she's faking? No. Could I see the fact that she's faking? Would I be surprised? No. And then is the baby born? 100% no.
Yeah.
I don't think she's faking. I think she could be faking. Wouldn't be surprised if she was, but. Don't see it really, but I 100% don't think the baby gets born.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most important takeaway, is that regardless of if she's faking or not, this child, there's no child coming out of this. She's not giving birth.
We're not getting a birth scenes with Cersei in season 8 or
no, I don't think so. And I said last week I don't think she's faking it.
I don't even think there's 9 months left in the show.
Well, I mean, it's just so hard to tell how much
the exact time
has passed. But I don't think she's faking it. You know, we saw Qyburn in there kind of checking out her womb or whatever, and I feel like that's...
And also, I went back and rewatched the episode when the first time Jamie was going in to tell him, like, yo, they got dragons, we're fucking smoke, let's just get out of here. Qyburn was walking out as he was walking in, and he tried to stop him. He's like, my lord, and he's just like, almost like puts his hand up and keeps walking. Mm-hmm. But I think he might have been trying to tell him there, too. So that's just another tip of the hand.
Yeah, so we're all in that Cersei's not faking it, but we're definitely all in that this baby is not going to be born.
Got it.
All right. Where is Sam going? That is a good question. We saw last week Sam Tarly.
There's no evidence as to what we know. Like, physical evidence.
Nothing in the trailer. No photos or anything. Where's Sam going?
It's Winterfell.
Yeah. So we saw last week he left the Citadel. He was tired of being ignored by the Maesters and
he's fed up,
you know, doing bitch work, and he wants to. His quote was, "I'm tired of reading about greater men than me and their achievements." So he wants to
love it.
He wants to be great himself. So where is he going? The obvious answers here are either his home or Winterfell.
He ain't going home.
Yeah, he
just being so decisive about it.
He can't go home because he last left home. He stole his father's Valyrian steel sword.
Exactly. He doesn't know. I think there's two possibilities.
Yes.
We talked about him before. He's going to Winterfell because he only really knows Jon, and he only knows Jon and like the Wall. And so he's headed up north. I don't think he's headed back to the Wall. If he was, he's going to stop in Winterfell regardless. That being said, there is the other possibility that we talked about pre-preview podcast, which was there's like a hot pie interaction.
Yeah, so we said that that maybe he'll like stop at an inn or something and just overhear someone talking, you know, because the Citadel is close to Hornhill. That's the house of Tarly, the seat of the house Tarly, Hornhill. So Hornhill is fairly close to the Citadel. He could potentially be passing by, not really through Hornhill, be passing by Hornhill and stopping at an inn or something and hearing someone say, oh yeah, did you hear that
Randall and Dickon
got smoked by a dragon? And then he'll be like, what? And then he'll go home to see his mom and see what's going on.
And he'll be like the Lord. He'll be like the man there.
Yeah, I mean,
his only real problem was with his father.
He could potentially be, he would be the true heir if he didn't take the black or didn't go to become a maester, but he's now left kind
of... He's got asterisks
all
over.
Yeah, he's left both of those behind, so I don't know. It's a little gray there. I mean...
Yeah, we'll see.
But
yeah, I think it's either Winterfell or it's like, oh, I can't believe Lord Dickon or Lord Tarly died. And it's just like, what the fuck? Yeah, oh, shit, I'm rolling home.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him do that before with Arya, so...
But I just don't know how big of a role he can play if he's just, like, studying at home. I think he's got to be, like, in the weeds in Winterfell, like, or in the weeds, like, near Jon.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, is there any chance that he goes to Dragonstone?
I don't think he doesn't know that Jon's there.
Yeah, I was just thinking that's like the only other location that.
Yeah, but he would just essentially
he could play a role there.
Yeah, but he would essentially be rolling up to like, damn, I hope Jon like got my raven, took my advice, and came down to Dragonstone, and the mines are already cooking. So that's another thing we haven't seen. We saw a little bit of the mines. Hopefully, those are cooking.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are. So let's just put a bow on this. We got like 3 minutes left to make it a 25-minute job.
All right. So can't get to all the questions, but...
Tweets were flying in all
week. Yeah. Quick question and answer here. Euron, where is he? What's his next move?
He's going to roll back up on King's Landing, I think. Nothing major.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. We haven't seen him in a few episodes. We haven't seen him...
Since Castle Rock.
Yeah, we haven't seen him talking with Cersei, but we do know that, you know, Cersei kind of agreed to this armistice. Euron definitely didn't. So I think Euron could be a wild card here, could make a move, but there's really just no way of knowing right now.
Good thing it's not Euron's baby, though, that Cersei has. That's all
I'm
saying.
Yeah, right.
What else here? Arya, Littlefinger, Sansa, let's just real quick touch on it. We don't think that Arya makes any super rash decisions this episode.
No, I kind of think that Arya, you know, we know she's aggressive, but I think she's going to like spy on Sansa a little bit
more.
She's
not going to tip her hand.
Yeah, kind of the same way that she was spying on Littlefinger. I think she's going to just watch closely what Sansa does and see what her motivation is because she is her sister.
So. I could see that, but I could also... I see that as the most likely option, or I could see her just walking to Sansa and say, like, what the fuck is this note? Like, we hate Joffrey. I hate Joffrey. Like, what the... And she's like... And she tries to explain herself, and then whatever. Real quick, the quote in the original trailer of the for the season was, like, The lone wolf dies, pack survives, everyone remembers it. I didn't read the books. We're not book guys, obviously. And but in the books, all those references are made like Ned to Arya, or just in Arya's direction or in Arya's storyline. So Sansa's the one saying it, and I would not be surprised if she's saying it to Arya, who's trying to like go rogue and wheel out, or like I'm out of Winterfell, like this is bullshit. Like I wouldn't be surprised if she was saying it to her.
Yeah. And another quote from this week's trailer was Arya talking to either Sansa or Bran. We're not really sure. You know, they don't show. We just hear the voice. But she says, you know, what are you afraid of? Like, you're afraid of something.
Yeah, or she could be, you know, have a knife to Littlefinger's throat. Like, we don't even know.
Yeah, you're right. It could be Littlefinger. Who knows?
Exactly. But, so that was just a little creepy.
There's some ominous feelings with Arya.
Got it. Death Watch, you wanna hit that in the last minute 30?
Death Watch, real quick. I mean... I'll have to tweet it out before the episode, as always, but we have everyone up beyond the wall other than Jon is on Death Watch, and I'll narrow that down. I don't want to cast too wide of a net there, but I think Beric and Thoros, you know, they're so expendable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones that are probably, you know, tug at our heartstrings a little bit, Jorah, Tormund. I think if I were to pick three to survive, it would be Jon the Hound and Gendry. But I could see any of them dying other than Jon.
Yep.
But my picks right now off the top of my head to survive would be Jon, Gendry, and the Hound.
70-minute episode. Real quick, last thing. How many minutes are we getting beyond the wall? It's a tough-ass question.
I would say 40.
I was going to say 40.
I would say 30 at the minimum.
30 at the minimum. I'm going to say 50 at the max. So I'm going to go with 40. You good with that?
Yeah, just make sure you guys check us out on Twitter. at Right After GOT, and rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
We'll post out all the links, and thanks for following. Thanks for listening. See you right after Thrones.